Track 8. We visit Mayfield's farm, owned by the Countryside Restoration Trust, to see what traditional farming can look like.
If I can see all our hard work come to fruition, I'll consider it a life well lived, says Sarah Jenkins, tenant farmer of Mayfield's farm at Themelthorpe in Norfolk. My aim was to restore the agricultural land to a small traditional grassland farm and to relive childhood memories of walking through meadows enclosed by hedgerows and managed by grazing livestock. Mayfield's is owned by the Countryside Restoration Trust, which was formed in 1993 by conservationist and television presenter Robin Page and conservationist Gordon Benningfield, partly inspired by Robin's realisation that he could no longer hear the magical sound of skylarks. The aims of the trust became to purchase farmland where traditional farming methods, habitat, wildlife and biodiversity were under threat. It was Sarah's passion for shepherding and sheepdogs that led her to meeting Robin Page. She's represented England twice in the International Sheepdog Trials, held annually by the International Sheepdog Society, with bitch Mott and dog Bill. She and Mott competed on the television programme One Man and His Dog, presented by Robin. Fortuitously, the tenancy on the 40-acre farm came up afterwards, allowing her to continue with sheep, training and competing with working border collies, giving instruction in sheepdog handling to others and acting in her role as an education officer for the trust. I inherited an interest in agriculture, horses and a love of wildlife from back generations of my family, studying livestock production at Risholm Agricultural College, explains Sarah. My first contact with a working sheepdog was on a farm in Sussex. A young cattle dog with no formal training, Ben, instinctively stopped and controlled a cow while the cowman and I saw to the welfare of her calf. I remember this wolf with burning eyes working to keep the cow away from us, she continues. From that point on, I was hooked. These dogs have been my teachers, friends and providers. Working alongside them requires a special instinct or empathy, an innate feel for the dog and the sheep. With a lot of shepherding experience of both commercial and pedigree sheep under her belt, Sarah arrived at Mayfield's in 2009. Two arable fields were growing ryegrass and red clover, due to be ploughed back in as a green crop for wheat. The farm had been donated to the trust by Greta McDonough in 2004, and work quickly began to return the land back to their vision of a true living countryside. The focus of our efforts was conservational, improving habitats for wildlife and attempting to rebalance the ecology of the area, says Sarah, essentially striving to regenerate and re-establish crucial species. The red clover and the ryegrass were grazed out, allowing natural regeneration of indigenous species, different types of grasses, white clover, and certain species encouraged by higher natural stewardship, such as self-heal. Two new ponds were established for the benefit of insects and amphibians, including the rare great crested newt, along with damsel and dragonflies. We also planted hedgerows and oak trees, which have provided a habitat for wild birds and a corridor for small mammals, says Sarah. The CRT has even created an orchard with East Anglian varieties of apple grown from rootstock, providing a very important habitat for wildlife. Mayfield's is beginning to be rich in habitats for wild flowers, the uncut margins left around the fields, the different sward lengths, the wet woodland of the clay pits and the ponds all provide different conditions for plant growth. We've found 170 species in all, which takes us back to the kind of varieties associated with the landscapes of pre-intensive farming methods, Sarah smiles. These include four species of orchid, including bee orchids and notable and delightful flowers such as wild gooseberry, Jack Goes to Bed at Noon, Twayblade, Meadow Vetchling, Black Bryony and Dog's Mercury, she continues. A churned-up area of grass and a grassy area behind the educational building was also re-sown and is now an amazing mix of oxeye daisies, ladies' bedstraw and dove's foot cranesbill. The grasses are alive with butterflies, grasshoppers, bumblebees and shield bugs. A lifelong passion for teaching and involvement in CRT's mosaic scheme for children means Sarah can engage with young visitors and talk not only about the threatened flora and fauna of our countryside, but also the threat to farmers who operate in a traditional way, such as hill farmers. Mayfield is also taking a proactive approach to our at-risk Indigenous species with its involvement in the East Anglian Red Squirrel Group's breeding programme. The red squirrel could be found in Norfolk up to the 1980s, Sarah says. The two breeding pairs we keep really spark something in children. Hopefully that will convert into inspiration, passion and one day action in the next generation. In terms of returning birds, Sarah is proud of their red list species such as marsh tits, cuckoos and yellowhammers, and seven species of bat were recorded by a local bat group, indicating a healthy population of insects in the well-managed grass. But what of that most poignant call of them all? I hear them before I can spot them, Sarah laughs. Skylarks, hovering against an azure blue Norfolk sky in the shimmering summer heat. They were here when I came to Mayfields, nesting in the commercial red clover and ryegrass lea. Now they're building their nests safe in traditional, established grassland meadows. Mayfields offers a range of attractions, including wild camping, a variety of different animals, including rare Hebridean sheep, along with behavioural and obedience training and natural play for your dog.